What if we thought about our bookshops like a publisher thinks about a book? Hi, I'm Lisa Urich with a 2-Minute Tweak, a small mind shift that I hope has big potential in your book space. I've been working with Steve Wax on a volunteer project we're calling Beyond Bookstores. He's a publisher, a film and commercial producer, and he knows a lot about engaging people with books and visuals they love. And working with him inspired this thought. What if we approached our whole bookstores like a publisher approaches a book? You know, a publisher starts with a concept they love. You have that already. It's your purpose. Maybe it's even in your name. It's what you're trying to offer your community. Then the publisher moves to an audience, understanding who will be interested in this book. And that's a question that we can answer by clearly creating a picture. Marketing folks call it a persona, a very specific picture of the people who will love being in and buying from your store. And once we understand that audience well, we're ready to put the book together. We do judge books by their covers. So your cover is, as a bookstore, is really important. This is your public face. From the fonts you choose and the online presence to the physical front of your store, this is your cover art. Your windows, the front door, the sheltered entrance, all of it tells folks what kind of read you've created for them inside this store. And when we open the door, it's the equivalent of the first line of a book or the first paragraph. What do they see? What do they read? What do they learn in those first two steps into your store? It's fun to walk up to your store and read the cover and the first lines this way. And if you do nothing else today, try this. It will take you another 2 minutes and it'll be full of information. Are your first lines strong and compelling? Are they what you want them to be? And then we're writing the story in the bookstore. And every story has a path. A story arc filled with moments of suspense or some sort of crisis to be solved. I know you probably think a lot about the path that people go on when they walk through your store, your planogram, but if you haven't in a while, take a walk and see how your story is unfolding. Does it feel connected, like part of a whole? If not, we know that great books involve great editing. And editing is your secret sauce in your bookstore, too. Too many subplots and characters and your store will get lost. Elevate just one or two books at a time. Make things readable as you walk through and clip anything that feels like a completely unconnected sideline. If it's in your store, it's connected to your books. Book-related merchandise is wonderful, and book adjacencies help books come alive. The editing piece, it's a big deal. And finally, think about your story's end, the POS experience, a satisfying ending to a great read. How do you bring that about? What do you want that to be? It's powerful to think of your store like a publisher would think of a book. And we'll talk more about this and how you can dive into these ideas more fully in future tweaks. But for now, my offering is this simple question. What would happen if I thought about my store like a publisher thinks about a book?